أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم. ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون. وقالوا يا أيها الذي نزل عليه الذكر إنك لمجنون. لو ما تأتينا بالملائكة إن كنت من الصادقين. ما ننزل الملائكة إلا بالحق وما كانوا إذا منظرين. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. ولقد أرسلنا من قبلك في شيع الأولين. وما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. كذلك نسلكه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به وقد خلت سنة الأولين. ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون. لقالوا إنما سكرت أبصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون.
Abu Darda radiallahu addressed the people one day. And he says, do you see the people that have passed on, the wealthy, the affluent, that have been blessed with material and wealth? Their lives were passed in accumulating and piling up wealth, in building up fine buildings, businesses, investments. And they had lengthy aspirations. Their minds were occupied with their projects and their business ventures. Do you see any of them now? Their homes are their graves, and their aspirations, their lengthy projects and intentions are nothing more than deceptions. He goes on to say, take a lesson from a brother that cares. Is there any person that is prepared to buy all their graves, etc., for just 2 dirhams? مَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا وَلَهَا كِتَابٌ مَعْلُومٌ. Never did we destroy a people, but it had a term that was appointed. And no people can exceed the term that is appointed, and nor can they delay this term. And the kuffar say, Ya ayyuhal ladhi nuzzila alayhi dhikr. O you to whom the revelation has been sent, you are genuinely mad. Why do you not bring us the malaika if you are telling the truth? Whereas the fact is this, that we send down the malaika for genuine purposes. And in the event we do send the malaika, then no respite, no further respite will be given to these sinners, this disobedient. Sending down the malaika is for conveying a message of Allah Ta'ala or executing His command. It is not that the malaika are sent to fulfill any of their curiosity. Rather, to execute the command of Allah Ta'ala, it is not an entertainment. But in the event they do come, then there's no further respite. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Indeed, we have sent down this message, this Quran, and without doubt, we are the ones that take care and guard it. The purity of the word of Allah Ta'ala, the purity of the Quran, over more than 14 centuries, without any distortion, is a proof that this is guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. He has taken care of it, and on account of his caring of the Quran is preserved and guarded against any type of alterations and changes. Fabrications and corruptions, they come for some time and they disappear. But the truth and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be changed, cannot be altered, no matter how much people mock at it, no matter how much they try to destroy it, but it is the word of Allah ta'ala, how can it ever be destroyed? If all the world, all the universe tries just to destroy a simple creation of Allah ta'ala, like the sun, they will miserably fail. The Quran is more than just an ordinary creation. It is the word coming from Allah ta'ala himself. And how can they ever destroy the word of Allah ta'ala? Yahya bin Aktham met up with Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullahi at Hajj. So he presented an experience before him that someone tried to change the Quran as well as the other scriptures. And in changing and altering the other scriptures, he was successful. When he tried to change and alter the gospel, the Old Testament, the New Testament, then it worked out. But when he tried to interfere with the Quran and bring about any alteration in the Quran, then he miserably failed. It couldn't work for him. And this was the reason for this person's conversion. So he related this entire experience, something that had happened before him. The man tried to change the word of the previous scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it worked out. People readily took the book that he had invented and changed and altered. But when he tried to make some alteration within the Quran, then he failed. Though he presented it in a very beautiful script, but he just failed. So Yahya bin Aktham had related this to Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, a great leading scholar, muhaddis, mufassir of his time, he said this must be because the previous scriptures, the ulama, the learned of the Christians and Jews were appointed to take care of it. بِمَسْتُحْفِزُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ They were appointed, they were required to take care of it. But when they became corrupt, then they distorted the word of Allah Ta'ala as well. But the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says about it, that He stands guarantee, He will take care of the Quran. So no matter how many years have to pass, what hands it have to pass, it can never be changed. So we see up to this day, that this Quran is preserved not only in the hearts of adults, but thousands and millions of children all over the world, and they have preserved the very word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala wants a thing to happen, then who can stop it? And then the Quran is not only what we recite here, the text of the Quran, because the Quran Sharif, the definition of the Quran is the wording and the supporting explanation of the Quran. This is now the Quran. It is the wording of the Quran and the explanation of the Quran, what we know as the Hadith. So this is the definition of the Quran. So when this is the definition of the Quran, just as the Quran cannot be destroyed and terminated, then the Hadith Pak also will be protected and preserved right till the end of time. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيَعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ We had sent Rasuls before you to the former nations and former groups. But never did a Rasul come to a people, but he was mocked. In this manner, do we enter this truth, we enter this into the hearts of the unbelievers, that they will not believe in it, and the ways of the former people have already passed on. And these people are so steeped in the disbelief, obstinate in the wrong that they are doing, even if we have to open up a door to the heavens, and they ascend therein, broad daylight, ascend into the heavens, they see the heavens, and everything that is in the heaven, they see everything. Then too, they will not believe, and they will say, إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا Our eyes are drunken, our eyes are intoxicated, In fact, we are bewitched. We're not seeing right. So there is going to be that group of people, no matter how much you try to bring them onto the truth, they are bent upon evil and they are obstinate in what they are doing. You aren't going to turn them away. So then just despair about them. Continue your work. Don't keep pursuing them. God give us tawfiq.